Hey guys, you're tuning into the Hip Hop Show. It's me, Betty, and I'm joined by Owen and Samir. I'm very excited about our special guest today. Would you like to introduce yourself to the listeners?
Oh, I'm introducing myself. Hi. I go by Richie, I guess. I originally come from a rap group titled Injury Reserve, which we have now, I guess, developed into a new duo under By Storm. But yeah, that's who I am.
Richie with the T, and the T is for talent, I believe. Thank you so much for joining us, Richie. Thank you so much for joining us. It's great to have you here all the way from Phoenix. Is that where you're at? Is that which part of the world you're at?
That's
Amazing.
definitely.
Thank you so much for taking the time with us here today. I guess first and foremost, congratulations on the upcoming album. It releases the 5th here, so in a couple of days here in Australia. And we're very, very excited to venture out into the world of Richie as a solo act, particularly. But talk to me about sort of where you're at the moment, and the feelings you have debuting as a solo artist, and where you're feeling at the moment. Essentially, what you're feeling at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, I feel pretty good. It's a pretty exciting experience, but it's also a pretty anxious experience. The group project's been about a decade deep. So normally when we're releasing something, you kind of know that it's going to at least reach to your base. And that's normally all we've really worried about. It's never been a huge extent of trying to super outreach past what we've developed within the past decade. But now going into this is definitely a new feeling, because it's like, although there is some preconceived, relationships in regards to who you would maybe expect to listen to this or not, at the same time, you can't really have any expectations that you're going to bring in anybody in. So it's just been different, but it's also been a lot of fun. It's been a bit refreshing, and definitely a lighter rollout in compared to how it's been for us within the past couple of years. So I think that's probably the more exciting element of it, but always going to be anxious about releasing stuff if it at least is somewhat interesting. And that's normally a good feeling if I'm worried about how it's going to go, because normally if I'm a little too comfortable, it's the product isn't very good in itself.
Amazing. And in terms of sort of talking through the looping, I suppose, and the three singles you released very, very recently, talk to me about the sort of feelings now that those projects are out in the world. Of course, you have Dizzy, which features the great incomparable Amine, and of course Looping as well. And it's just a fantastic project. I'm very
It
excited
really
about it.
is.
Talk to me about how that came together and where the releases came from in terms of selecting those three tracks.
Oh, that's fun. Yeah, I mean, that was actually one some of the more fun elements of this, other than obviously making the music. I normally am not a big fan of this back half of releasing the music. Always, most artists just normally like making the music, and everything else past that is work. But it's been fun to kind of figure out the pacing and how you want to roll these situations out. The first single was kind of a no-brainer for me, because I wanted to do something that was very much so a palate cleanser, and something that was going to kind of reset everyone's expectations on what a record by me by myself would sound like. And it had this kind of name-based braggadocious feeling that I felt like was really fun to just throw into someone's face. And now, normally that may not be the best case scenario first single, because it's maybe not necessarily the strongest song on the record, but the first single for me was a lot of like, just, hey, this is a thing. I'm releasing a record, and kind of putting something out there that was going to reset everyone's expectations, then following it up with Dizzy, which seems to be a bit more of your standard, what you would expect to be a lead single in regards to the feature, in regards to even the structure of the song, the way it sounds. And then going into Looping, which I thought would be a really good idea to kind of reel anybody in that felt like, okay, I've like Injury Reserve and By Storm, but maybe this record isn't for me. And my kind of idea on that one was maybe reel in some people that thought maybe this record wasn't for them, and try to pull them in. And also, it's just a fun, strong song, and also maybe not necessarily the type of song someone would do as a pre-album single. And that's always kind of fun to push that. So it's that stuff's a lot of fun, to deciding those processes.
Yeah, looping is one of, I think, my favorite of the three.
That's cool.
Agreed. Yeah, 100% agreed.
On loop. in terms of the debut album coming out, is there anything that we can maybe anticipate, or anything you want to give away?
I think the most fun element of it is like kind of leaning into the fact that the three singles have kind of all been different.
Yeah.
And that is definitely a reoccurring theme on the record itself, without it being messy. That's always been something that I feel like as a group we've tried to accomplish, other than our last record, which was very, very focused in a very good way. But I think this record kind of is a bit more reminiscent of some of our earlier works in regards to trying to throw a lot of different stuff at the wall, but consciously, and also kind of having maybe one central theme or mindset of my own, which is going to be the one thing that's tying it all together. So the one thing that I would definitely kind of lean into in regards to, you know, animating the rest of the record is just kind of the consistency of coming from different angles, but from the same mindset and viewpoint of my own. And I think that's the most exciting part about it. I mean, the songs that I'm the most excited about in particular are definitely songs that I don't think, in regards to production, is maybe stuff that people would be expecting me to work on. And that's maybe the stuff that I'm the most excited about.
Richie, I think for a lot of audiences, particularly down this way, who might be listening to you, a lot of us are familiar with your work through Injury Reserve and recently your work through By Storm as well. Can you talk to me about what sort of the growth that's happened over the course of the last little while here? And if, say, if somebody's checked out your previous work, your Injury Reserve 2019 drop, collaboration, and they're just touching base with Richie now and go, man, I love Injury Reserve, they made music that was really for me. Talk to me about where they'd find you now, and sort of where in this world you sit, I suppose, and how they'd sort of come across your music, and how that would sound to them now.
That's a difficult question to answer. I mean, in relation to previous releases, I would definitely think that the main mindset and goal of what I'm trying to put out there is definitely different than the IR projects. And I think that that is important, because in my mind, I felt like if I was going to be putting something out there that was too in line with what we were doing, it would be almost pointless. And it would be a lot more exciting to do something that definitely can run in tandem, but not like 100% on the like coattail of IR and the previous sounds that we have pushed, because that's kind of what's been exciting about the IR stuff, is it's just been really pushing and pushing. And especially, you know, when we got to 2021, it's just really trying to push and deconstruct the genre. And I just don't feel that, for at least right now where I'm at, my mindset was, okay, like, I'm not trying to just break the world with this record or this music that I'm releasing. I'm trying to maybe release something that is definitely different, so that it's worth it, but at the same time it's fun to listen to. It may be a bit more day to day, because that's kind of my biggest thing, is always been like, you know, if my favorite record I ever released with IR was our last one, By the Time I Get to Phoenix, it's like, I don't know if that's necessarily a record that my friends are going to drive around and listen to in a car, like just on a regular day. Even though I think it would be cool to do that, most people have kind of associated that record with some type of reclusive, therapeutic experience, even though that's not necessarily our goal. But so going into this record, it was definitely trying to make some fun day-to-day music that still have those tones and those layers that I've always tried to add in regards to the songwriting and stuff like that to give it depth. But definitely that's kind of been my goal in regards to this.
Interesting.
I am incredibly excited to see that come across as well. Richie, we want to make sure we respect your time here, so we will wrap up here. Thank you so much for joining us and giving us your time here today. We'd like to do a little thing on the hip hop show here at Sin, where we get our artists to sort of throw the next song, if you will. And the next song happens to be your song. It happens to be a song called Looping. So if you would do us the pleasure, all you need to do is sort of state your name, state what the song is, maybe a quick little tidbit about it, and then, of course, tell them where they're listening, which is the Hip Hop Show at Sin.
Okay, I thought you were going to
do that for us.
I thought you were going to ask me to rap. I was like,
no, I wasn't going to ask you to rap. No, go. No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't do that to you.
Unless
no.
you want to, we're not going to.
No, never. No. Okay, so give me a quick rundown again on how. Sure. Sorry, I was going through traumatic.
Of course. I completely understand. All it'll be is Richie at this is my song Looping at Hip Hop Sin.
Okay.
All right. The floor is yours.
What's up, y'all? This is Richie from Injury Reserve. Check out my new song Looping. We're gonna play it right here with my guys over here, the Hip Hop Show at Sin.